Welcome to the Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Committee Podcast. I'm your host, Patrice Age, and I'm here today with Yamil Rosales. Yamil, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Patrice. Nice to see you all.
So Yamil is here because we're going to talk about stories for change. So Yamil is one of the panelists of our upcoming eCommunity Global Forum, which is a forum that is free of charge to silver, gold, and diamond members of the NEOM entrepreneurship community, and $25 for those who are not members or are bronze members. There's still space, guys. If you have not yet registered, you want to do that. There's going to be a link right there for you to register. So that there'll be Yamil, there'll be Kenji, there's Linda, and Naomi. Kenji from Kenya, Naomi from France, and Linda from the United States, and Yamil is from Mexico. And so they're going to be talking about what does it look like to grow your business through marketing in the digital age. Let me kind of give you some highlight of what they're going to be covering during this particular forum. Marketing your business in the digital age. That is October the 26th from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so so it's going to be a power-packed digital conference. And here's what they say. More than 60% of the global population are connected to the internet. That's 5.2 billion potential clients and customers who are waiting to hear from you. And with the digital revolution still far from reaching its peak, there is a lot more runway for you to get on board and grow your business. But unless you're connecting with your clients online, engaging, informing, and offering solutions to the challenge they face, then the only people your prospective market and current clients are hearing are your competitor. So in this particular digital forum, you're going to be know how to connect with prospective and current clients in ways that matter both to their needs and their bottom line. How do you put the dynamic of powerful and persuasive copywriting to work to grow your brand? How do you identify relevant data and then put this data to work to drive your revenue and much more? And so this is just some of all the things that we're going to discuss. It's going to be a two-hour session. I'm going to open it up with giving you a biblical framework to digital marketing. And then we're going to have our panelists, and then we're going to go into a breakout session. If you speak French, we'll have a French breakout, Spanish breakout, and of course, English breakout as well. And so the forum will include Naomi Lomonde from Paris, France. Naomi will talk about the power of visual marketing. And then we'll also have Linda Parker from the United States. Linda will talk about the art and science of copywriting. It will also include Kenji Kirimi from Kenya. Kenji will talk about using paid media to accelerate the growth of your company. And of course, our very own Yamil Rosales. He's going to talk about storytelling for change. What Yamil is going to focus on is how to use content to build a reputable brand using a successful model of telling your business stories in a way that attracts, engages, and delights your audience through each stage of the buyer's journey. Now, Yamil is an entrepreneur. Yamil, you won the International Business Plan Competition, I think, five years ago. You were the Mexico winner, and then you also won the international competition. The first time that Mexico has won the International Business Plan Competition, and the first time that Latin America has won the International Business Plan Competition. Your business, and so it's funny, your business, so you have a music company, a music school, actually, Sound City. And by the way, Yamil, remind me, there's an eCommunity member that wants to contact you. Her name what is her name? I Am School of Music. Victor, what's I Am School of Music? She going to listen and say, Patricia, you forgot my name. A lot of pressure from all the information in my head. So anyway, Allison Wilkinson really wants to connect with you. I told Allison, when I come to Mexico, I'm bringing Allison with me because she wants to connect with you with the I Am School of Music, because you don't know this, but it was your presentation at Nehemiah Week 2 years ago that inspired Allison to not only launch her business, but to engage in the community. Oh. You inspired her. And so you are her hero. She said, Patrice, I got to meet Yamil. And so Allison, Yamil is here. I just talked to Yamil about you. And she will be coming next week because she got a music school as well. And you really inspired her. So Yamil, the High School of Music. But Yamil, you also have another company. You also found a company called Uhuru Marketing. So you run two businesses. On top of that, you also are the director of the eCommunity Center in Mexico. So you really run three entities. You are a busy man.
It's actually like eight projects.
I love it.
There's so much things happen, and it was really thanks to what I learned in the Maya, to get what God showed me in the Maya. So it has been an exciting run since 2018. That was my first contact with you.
Was that incredible? And Yamil, I've watched you. You have persevered. I've watched you go through challenges, and I've watched you even persevere with the challenge with the Nehemiah Mexico office, and you've not given up, and I really appreciate that. So, Yamil, before we get into your businesses, so take me back to young Yamil. He's a teenager. He's a young man in his family's household in Mexico. He's going to school. Did young Yamil ever imagine this, and what prepared him for all this?
Not this. I think that young Yamil had a wrong idea of the world. I think that when you're a teenager, it's hard to manage some things. And for me, two things were really, really difficult. One, I was a pastor's son. So everyone was expecting...
The oldest, and you're the oldest son.
And the oldest. They say it's a blessing. Yeah, it is. but it's hard. So people was expecting things. And I remember that in that time, my head went overwhelmed by this idea of greatness, but not in the best way. So I lose myself. I always dream on larger things, and I always dream. But it was from the wrong side of watching life. It was like
you were like the young Joseph growing up in his father's home with a dream, seeing the right way.
Yeah, just like that. So in that when you take bad paths, it's obviously a time of desert. It's always a time for slavery. And it was a hard process. But I think that when I arrived to Nehemiah and start learning and start applying, because I was thirsty. I was really there. I discovered.
I remember. I went to you. You were hungry, my friend. You were. Yeah. So, Yamil, that's an interesting thing. So before BE, because what made you not give up or not kind of turn your back from the church and from God, even as you faced those challenges? What was it that kept you going?
I think I wasn't there. Let me explain this. I was close to church, but far from God.
Wow.
And that was actually the issue. As a son, a pastor, you always need to teach, and you always need to give, and you always need to keep a good impression. So eventually what happened is that you were watching a mask, but there was no deep inside of me. So when I get to Nehemiah, I remember I was thirsty. I was exhausted. I was starving. I was dying inside. And I really want this because there's always a need of God. you get to a point that you understand that the problems that you have, it is just a lack of God, absence of God. So in a certain way, I was pretty sure that I needed God, but I didn't know how to come back. And I discovered that I didn't know myself enough. And that's something that really, when I get in Maya, it was like this whole rebuilding process that actually give me back a lot of things that I think were lost. So if you tell me that if John Gamil imagined this, not this, this is better.
That is incredible, powerful. What I like about that, Yamil, you've recently taken on the mantle of running the eCommunity Center in Mexico. And you told me one of the reasons why you did it is it wasn't money, it wasn't status, because it Nehemiah and BE have such an impact on you that you didn't want to see it fail.
Yeah.
It's missional. For you, it's like Frank, who said, there's no BE in Kenya, I want to bring it back because of what it done for me. It's like Renee, who said, no, be shut down in Mexico. I want to bring it. That is powerful. Now I can understand. But let me, so Yamil, but then the Lord gives you the international prize. So you come in, you're hungry and so forth. And he doesn't humble you by causing you to lose. He calls you to win. What impact did that have on you going back to Mexico as the international winner and the first time that Son of Mexico won the international business playing competition?
It was pretty challenging because the main problem was not the international competition, was getting back and be sure that what we did was a testament, was a declaration. Mm-hmm. And when you go to war, you declare the other nation that there's going to be a war. So there's going to be conflict, you know? So I was returning back to Mexico knowing, oh my God, everything that we say now, we need to work. And obviously there's going to be opposition and obviously, and then the journey restarted. It was like, I wasn't even in Mexico and I was already knowing like, oh my God, this is going to start again the moment we hit the floor.
Wow. And then, and you had some tough times and you shared your testimony during one of the Nehemiah weeks about what God did and how you pivoted.
Yeah, it was an extremely challenging time because when we returned, I started applying a business plan and personal purpose in a different way. It was like what Nehemiah told me. They told me that I spent 80% of my time in the things I'm best for. What I'm best for? Mm. Investigation, development, and inspiring other people. So it was like, all you are going to do from now, it's that. That's it. That's your design. So you need to help the others to discover their own design and to operate on that. So that began a journey that actually started making our business grow. Maybe not, yes, in numbers, this was before pandemic. So we start earning more money and getting more collaborators. Then pandemic strike. But what we prepared in those couple of months allow us to survive. And in those period of surviving, we were not having profit, but we didn't fire anyone. And we also bring more people and raise salaries because our people need that. And we remember, and I remember my personal mission that it's create the future. It's not about the money. The money, it's there. And I remember this from one of your classes. Money is just the result of a well...
of good stewardship.
A good tree.
That's right.
That you
That's
take care. So it's the mission and the money is just the result of that. So you're not chasing money. So when I discovered that, it was like, it doesn't matter that we don't have money. Let's pay people. Let's bring more work. Let's develop. Let's pay the price. And yeah, it was not the best decision financially. But right now, ending pandemic, I think that we are stronger than ever and we are building at a faster pace. So wow. The interesting thing, it's happening right now. I'm running 3 business, one more to come, another 3 projects. It's like I'm just getting in and putting this where I'm good and trying that people around that project really figure out in what they are good, in what they feel purpose. And so in the business now, it's about people and developing people, and that's bringing future. So it's the perfect connection from my personal mission with the business mission. And that's why I love Nehemiah, because at the end, we have the same mission, creating the future, building kingdom business globally. So it was just logical. It was natural for me to take this project. So it has been a long journey, not long, because I think that it has been like 3 years, but it has been crazy 3 years.
that is incredible. You know, I'm talking to Yamil Rosales from Mexico, Mexico. And he's going to be a panelist at the upcoming Global Kingdom Invest Global Forum that we're going to talk about marketing in the digital age. And him along with 3 other experts going to talk about how to improve your business in the digital space, in the digital age. If you want to register, if you want to do that now, it's going to be October 26th. And you can just register by pressing that link or go to NehemiahEKimi.com and there you can register for it. It's free to silver, gold, and diamond members, and it's $25 for non-members and bronze members. Yamil, let's talk about Sound City. So you won your business plan presenting a company called Sound City. What is Sound City? What does it do?
Sound City, the city of the dreams, the city of the sound, you know. Sound City, it's as a music school that my brother and I found, I think 8 years ago. Yeah, 8 years ago. Time is running really fast. And I remember that when I went out of university, I studied music. It was like, and now what I do? I always have this idea of being a rock star, but never figured out how. So it was like, I have to do something while I'm developing other stuff. So we start this business, but I think that always this intention of building things, it was like really, really inspired. And we start building this music school. The first 5 years, we didn't really pretty much understand what we are doing, but we were learning, and we were learning a lot. I always tell a story that in the first days of Sound City, I just sit on my desk all day watching, because I didn't know where to start, but I was pretty sure that I wanted to be there. So it was like, okay, I'm going to learn how to be a director of whatever this is, I don't know. So it was a good journey, and the best part of it is now it's a music school focused on technology. It's focused obviously on music, but it's focused on developing future for the students that are in. So we're planting seeds. There's people coming to church, not because we are telling them, oh, became Christians, because we are not. They just watch and try to emulate. And we are building kingdom on the young people here. And we are establishing that there's a possibility of being on music and on art and being successful, because that's what we are building, successful people. There's a large myth around music that you can leap from that. Wow. And it was like, wait. But you have to be famous to leap from that. It was like, no, we are going to build a stronger business, stronger projects. We're going to build a better job infrastructure for musicians. And we are going to change the way Mexico appreciates art. So we are on that journey, building futures from music.
I love it. You know, as people are watching and listening right now, you know, particularly those who are really spiritually enlightened, one of the concerns that may be coming up is, you know, when you think of music industry, you don't exactly think of wholesomeness and kingdom. You think of worldliness, you think of, you know, drugs, you know, rock and roll. You think of, so let's talk a bit about, so as you're preparing these young musicians through your school and really equipping them to be successful, how do you deal with the perception that that success could mean that they get involved in things that may not always be considered to be kingdom or Christian? So how do you deal with that aspect? You know, music can be so luring, and the success could lead to. So how do you, tell me a bit about how you deal in your school about, you know, you have the next Michael Jackson in your school, the next, you know, Jennifer Lopez or Whitney Houston or Elvis Presley. How do you address that dimension of how to manage the success once they get it as well?
That responsibility became more relevant these couple of years, because a couple of our students are already growing and developing really interesting projects. Yesterday, one of our ex-students just launched her CD, and it's really good, and it's really amazing, and it's really deep. Wow. And for us was like, we are breeding rock stars. So if we are breeding rock stars, what we're going to do? Because we have a responsibility on that. Mm-hmm. So again, it went back to Nehemiah, because it was the teach them purpose. And purpose is about not denying who you are. It's admitting who you are and work to becoming best from who you are and from God constitute you, and be a difference in where you are supposed to be. For me, that was pretty challenging, because, for example, now that I have business, I have to deal with this. This is how I look. Long hair. I have a couple accessories. I love Star Wars, and they are always here on my hair. you know, because that's my battlefield. You know where I get the most people for church?
Where?
In bars, concerts, and events.
I love it.
You know, I'm a guy that loves party. I love winning out. I love hanging out with friends. But in these moments, there are a lot of possibilities to really get deep with some people that sometimes we forget in society.
Ooh.
So music is a weapon. I'm a rock star. I feel like a rock star. I look like one. Maybe I'm not currently doing music, but I'm doing projects around art and teaching people theater. And I have to look like this. And when I look like this, I get to others, like my students, and they emulate. And they discover that there's a way of living their God's intention aligned with what they are. And if they are rock stars, they need to be that, but around values, around their personal purpose. So that's the idea. The idea is not making perfect people. The idea is making authentic people so that God can make them perfect.
Wow, I love it. What just came to my mind is this idea of the entertainment sphere, we look at the seven spheres of influence, and what you're doing, you've taken on this sphere of entertainment, which is one of the most influential sphere in our culture, right? Most of us, the church wasn't what shaped our value. It was the movies we watched, the music we listened to, right? The artists we admire and so forth. And you're giving us some artists and some musicians that we can follow that can reinforce good values in us. What I also love about that is you're redeeming music. That's what you're doing. You're redeeming music. Now, but you've gone beyond Sound City, Emil. You starting a marketing company. How did that happen?
Oh, it was only logical. Edna Carvajal, ex-director of Mexico Center, my personal mentor, once gave me a book, a business book, and the author was telling that you need to build like a business chain, that you always need to do like your own universe of service of products and don't really have an impact on me. So I had this previously experience with marketing guys, you know, and things were not going pretty well. So there's a say that if you want to do it well, you need to do it by yourself, right? So it was like, okay, this is not working. These experts are not keeping me where I need. So I'm going to build it myself. So I was going to fly to Portland to an event with the Maya, and I missed that flight. Do you remember that? I was supposed to be with you a week. So in that week, it was like, I have nothing to do. What I do? And I was really frustrated because I missed a flight. And it was like, I was supposed to be in Portland. I prepared everything to be in Portland this week. And I'm here in Mexico again. And I don't have anything to do. So it was like, what you need to do? Let's talk on the marketing agency. So that day I start researching. I buy a couple of courses. So that week I was studying because I was so frustrating for missing the flight that it was like, I have to distract. So I start elaborating a Uhuru business plan. So
wow, wait, pause for a minute. I want to make sure our audience pick that up. So something bad happens, you miss a flight, and instead of being frustrated, instead of turning to drugs and alcohol and down to that, like any entrepreneur, you turn to your drug of choice, an opportunity. You try to fix a problem you had and you create a business. Is that what, I mean, that is awesome. That's incredible. Yeah.
because that's something that we need. It's not, sometimes it's a business that can seem like disconnect from what we are doing at some city, but it's not. Because we need to have like this infrastructure to promote our businesses and also to develop promotion for the projects from our students. So currently what we are building, it's selling marketing services, yeah, but also providing infrastructure for developing artists and promote artists and promote our personal brands. I'm working for a plan, for example, for my personal brand that it's going to be out next year. That's where I'm working. I don't want to work video. I don't want to take pictures. I don't want to do copywriting. I don't want to develop all the content. Now I have a team that can do that. And I think that that's what entrepreneurs should be doing. Not looking for more things to do with building more jobs and not doing anything. Just think. Just build, you know. That's our job. That's what we need to do.
I think I'm talking to the Mexican version of Sir Richard Branson. You know who Richard Branson is?
Yeah, of course. Virgin?
Virgin. Yeah, Virgin. I am telling you, Emil, you are the Mexican version of Richard Branson. That is powerful. So because you have your Huru, because you do have a marketing agency, you are part of this panel. So, Emil, again, we're talking to Emil Rosales, the founder and president of Sound City Academy, also of Yuhuru, which is a marketing agency, and he has other businesses. He's also the director of the eCommunity Center. Well, we're going to have to come back later on, Emil, to talk about eCommunity Center. Today, we're going to focus on Yuhuru, if you don't mind. So Emil is going to be on the panel for the Global Forum in October the 26th. If you've not yet registered, you want to do that, go to nehemiaecommunity.com. Nehemiah.com, you can register, you can link right there, and you can also register for it. He'll be Ramil, it'll be Linda Parker, it'll be Kinji, it'll be Naomi. They're going to deal with different dimension of digital marketing, how to really grow your business through that. And I'm going to set the biblical framework for digital marketing. By the way, at the forum, we also have connect meetings where you're going to connect with other entrepreneurs from around the globe, Asia, Africa, Europe, Latin America, and so forth. So Yamil, so Yuhuru. So what does Yuhuru does? And tell us about what it does and how does it work? I know that it serves Sound City, right? That's the first objective. And your students. But then you also serve clients. You also have clients that aren't business people that you provide them as well. And by the way, I can see a connection because Sound City is for creatives, right?
Yeah.
Marketing is for creatives.
Yeah.
You know. So what does Yuhuru does? And what does that word mean, Yuhuru? For our friends, for our English speakers who are listening, what does Yuhuru mean and what does Yuhuru do?
Again, that came from the Maya. I met some African friends. And I get really amazed about the culture and about how they speak and how they look. It was like, wow, who are these people? So I really love that and start investigation around African culture and things like that. So I remember when I was looking name for Uhuru, it was like textbook to Swahili. I really love Swahili and how it looks and how it's spelled. So I was trying to look for a word, and the word was freedom. Because everything around my speech, my personal speech, and obviously around the business, my business intention, the business that we are stewards at, are around future, are around freedom, are around really being a warrior, but a peaceful warrior, you know, that's a combination. So it's, what are we intending with the Huru? So the result was, we want to bring freedom to business. We want for the entrepreneur to be able to do what he's best at, that is developing their business and letting others to promote it, because that's hard. I remember that I have been every post that we created on Sound City on Uhuru. I have been salesman, I have been the guy that cleans the bathrooms, teacher, developer. I almost run everything once in my life to get in touch to what we are developing. So I know that it can be hard. And I had this idea that it was like, when you launch your projects and these things, you don't want to be doing all this job. You need experts for doing that. So that's what we are trying to build, a community, yeah, of creators, but also marketing experts that can help you develop a way better to establish relationships with your with a tribe that already exists, and it's only one thing for people and projects to lead. So it's about communicating, and it's about connecting people with the real experience. So for example, Uhuru helps Sound City to communicate the Sound City experience.
Wow, and love it.
That's what we are working for Nemaya. A lot of things that are coming.
I love it. I was talking to Susan Tram, one of the e-community members. By the way, you've been an e-community member since, 2018, right? You've been a community member since 2018. Yeah. And Susan has been an e-community member, I think, around the same time. I'm not sure. And now she told me she's one of your clients. And she's so excited about what you're doing for her. So that is incredible. So
she didn't confirm that to us yet.
Well,
but it's pretty good to know that.
I know. So okay, maybe I let the cat out of the bag. She told me she's excited about something.
Gonna have. Let's hope for the best, Patricia.
That's right. So let's. And by the way, she was very excited. She was talking about you guys and what you guys are gonna do for her. Oh, wow. So by the way, as an e-community, the potential of being part of communities. You have these. Here's a company in Mexico providing a service to a company here in the U.S., and they're all connected through the e-community through the Ana Maria over there in she's part of the Ana Maria Group Coaching, and it's just awesome what's happening. So your talk is going to be on storytelling for change. So tell us about that. What does storytelling have to do with digital marketing?
Oh, well, before getting to that, I think that we need to clarify a couple of myths that are around digital marketing. Because if we don't understand this, that's when we start failing. And that's where where most a business or projects fail on their way of communicating what they really are. And the first confusion that we have is that digital marketing equals social media. Digital marketing, it's a set of tools and digital resources that should help you as the American Marketing Academy tells the definition of marketing. It's building relationships. It's not selling. It's not promoting. It's not just talking. It's bring relationships together. So I think that's the first confusion that people seems to have. Social media, it's not the only way to connect with other people. It's a series of tools that works in the way your business works. If you have a B2B strategy or a B2C strategy, you need to learn how to use digital marketing and choose the best tool and the best part of that tool on the funnel, because that's a common mistake too, that we are not used to learn from these marketing cycles the proper way. So we miss on that. So also there's another myth. We confuse success with number of followers. And that's interesting because it's not just the amount of followers that you have in social media. It's with how many people are you really connecting. If you watch my Instagram page from Sound City, it only has 600, around 600 followers. Yeah, but we are receiving messages every day and leads every day. Why I want followers if we are getting better? I'm not getting their likes, I'm getting their cell phones.
Wow.
So for the purpose of connecting with community and for growing the business, that should be the goal. The goal should be the KPI. The goal should be what we are trying to establish.
So that's important. Before you go on, that's important because I think those of us who are not in the social media space, we have gotten addicted to likes, impressions, all these buzz stuff. But for the business guy, that doesn't make you money.
Yeah.
And so what you're talking about really is by using digital marketing to help us have real paying customers and not just be famous on social media. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's it. So you first need to know what's your objective, but also what's your purpose. If everything starts with that, what are you doing? Because if I know a lot of people that are doing business just by doing business, just by earning money. So if there's no deep in the project, there's not going to be deep on the on the way of communicating. Mm-hmm. Social media should help similar people to be collected, connected, and no longer pretend that you are something that you are not. And that's the true value of what we are doing. Market is overwhelmed by offer. And the main differentiation that each business can have, it's added value. It's around product and service, but also your values, your creativity, your way of thinking, your way to solve problems, and the experience. That's what you show on social media and on digital marketing. It's not about getting followers and people saying, no. It's getting there with a social proof. Did you say, this is who I live. This is who I am. This is the way I'm going to, this is the way I think. So you want to make sure that when a client looks for you, they get in not just to social media, to whatever digital marketing tool you choose for them to get to meet you, for them to get related, and then maybe, and just maybe, sell. And that is going to be like the main argument of what we are going to be discussing on this forum. How do you transmit your true self to social media and to other digital tools to really help you to grow, not in social media numbers, not in ego and vanity, in results. What are you here and what are you trying to tell people? And what's the seed that you're putting on that people? That should be important, not making a sale. It's about communicating, building kingdom, and transmitting what you truly are. And then people with similar interests are going to come in. That's it.
That is incredible. I love what you've done. And unfortunately, guys, our time is coming up. And I'm kind of torn. But here's the good news. You can check out Emil again. So if you want more of this, I want you to sign up for the Global Forum on October 27th because Yamil is going to deal with this. And you're going to get a handout from Yamil with a lot of this stuff in there. And the forum we're going to go into, we're even going to have breakouts. So October 27th, Yamil Rosales, it's going to be him. And let me tell you what they're going to be addressing. Not just this is good stuff. You're going to learn the power of visual marketing. You're going to learn the art and science of copywriting. You're going to learn using paid media to accelerate your growth and storytelling for change. And I love what Yamil kind of did. What Yamil kind of did, he first helped us to understand what is digital marketing so we have the right perspective. And then why digital marketing so we can process it well. And then now he's now talked about, okay, now because it is about marketing in its narrowest form is about building relationships. Digital marketing is a way by which you do that digitally. And he talked about the tools that you employ. Yamil, good stuff. Yamil, so let me ask you one more question because I know that people are saying, we want to hear more of this, but one last question before we wrap up. So, and don't leave yet because I'm going to have Yamil give you some advice in the back end. So Emil, so the challenge is this, as a customer, as I'm listening to you, I'm saying, wow, that's so right. So but the challenge I have is digital marketing, there's a sense, I've been on Facebook, on YouTube and so forth, and I want what you're saying, but how do I do that? Give me what do I do to be able to go from just getting likes and followers to actually getting customers? What's one thing that I can do?
You want the honest thing? He said, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. That's it. And let me say in this, get to know yourself, who you really are. Then make sure your business it's aligned to what you are supposed to be. So in that way, you are going to develop a business idea, not around business and money. You're going to build it around an idea and a value idea. An idea that you are going to be crazy to be talking about, to be sharing about, to be teaching about. So the moment you find this inspiration, all you need to do is take your phone and start talking and start teaching and start sharing. Forget about fixing a lot of the graphic. That is going to come with experience. You're going to learn how to make a proper photos. But what you need to be, it's be honest. People are wanting honesty. The moment you're going to be able to show the true self in social media, people are going to start reacting. So
wow,
that's it.
You just saved us a lot of money. Because what you did, you brought it down. Because the reality is, an entrepreneur, I'm getting all these offers from different experts. And I'm confused because what tool do I use? What graphic? You brought it down to simplicity. Know myself. Understand what I bring to the table. Be authentic. And whatever tool I use, no matter whether it's sophisticated, it doesn't matter, because I'm authentic, and then the rest can improve. And Yamil, what this does for me, I've always wondered, I said, you know, it's like you hear about a cat going viral, right? A little kid going viral. Something go viral, and it didn't even plan it to go viral. And those of us in business, we spending money and resources trying to go viral, and we don't. We're like, what's the difference? It's what you said. One is authentic, one is manufactured.
Yeah.
Guys, if you learn nothing from this, woo, this is good stuff. Yamil, unfortunately, I have to let you go because I could go more. But listen, before you leave though, Yamil, if you want to hear more of this, this was worth the price admission. Because some of you guys have been spending money and energy and all that stuff on all the stuff you've been spending. It's like what Yamil helped us to realize. You've been spending money on paying the house and getting all these trickers around the house and all this stuff. And the stuff around the house is more expensive than the house. And your meal is saying, build the house. I mean, forget the expensive furnishing. Forget all the other stuff. You got a crappy house. You know, build a nice house. The rest of, I can go on and on. But so your meal, you're going to give us one more advice, but don't leave yet. Because, so listen, if you have not yet registered to the eCommunity Global Forum, Yamil will be there. And sign up now. It's on October the 27th. If you're a silver, gold, and diamond, it's no cost to you. If you're not, it is $25. If you become a member, and it's free. And so they're gonna help us to understand how to improve our digital presence, and here's what they promised to do to help us to do. Help us connect with prospective and current clients in ways that matters both to their needs and their bottom line. How to put the dynamic and powerful and persuasive copyright to work to grow our brand. How to identify relevant data and then put this data to work to drive revenue and so much more. Yamil specifically gonna help us to understand the power of story for change, how to use content to build a reputable brand using a successful model of telling your business story in a way that attracts, engages, and delights the customer through every stage of the buyer's journey. Yamil Rosales, founder and president of both Sound City, Your Hurl, and other companies, as well as director for the eCommunity Center of Mexico. Listen, if you want to sign up, there's a click there. You also can go to our website, nehemiahcommunity.com. There you can sign up and register. Now, if you want to know how we can help you as an entrepreneur and to grow your business, you're saying, I love this guy. How do I become like Yamil, an entrepreneur with businesses that are growing and that truly kingdom? How do I, maybe you are a pastor's kid yourself and you've been confused and you want to get, you know, go to our website, Nehemiah Project, NehemiahCommunity.com. And there you can learn about our training program, Biblical Entrepreneurship, the course that Yamil himself took, Identity and Destiny, Serve with Love. You can learn about our coaching program. You can learn a BSA, Kingdom Executive Coaching, Elite Coach. You can learn about our access to capital. If you need capital to grow your business, we can connect with our investors, or we can do direct financing your business. You can learn how to become a member of the community. The community where you can connect with other entrepreneurs from around the world, from Asia, from Africa, from Europe, from Latin America, from North America, entrepreneurs like Renee I'm like Yamil, and you know what? Membership does have its privilege, and together we can transform the world. It is about relationships, and here you can find a community who share your values where we can grow together. So join us and be a part. Now, if you've enjoyed this podcast, I want you to share it. Share it with those who you love. Share it with those who are on your that follow you. Share with others. Friends share good stuff with friends, right? You might know entrepreneurs. You might know other individuals who you're saying, you got to hear this guy from Mexico. He's amazing. You got to hear this insights about digital marketing. Share it. Pass it along so that you can help others as well. And of course, I want you to join us at our forum. So, Yamil, before I pray for our people, one last word of advice from you. So somebody's watching and listening, and what's in your story is that you grew up in the church, pastor's kids, firstborn, and there are people watching and listening to us. They may be in the same predicament. You know, they've been in the church. They may have been the pastor's kids, but they've grown up. But somehow they've gotten stale in their faith. And somehow they've gotten, and you know, what advice would you give them? You seem to have, I love what you said. You were close to the church, but not with God. I mean, you came to a place where you just understood the level of intensity by which you were able to describe your experience was powerful. So I'm watching and listening. I'm saying, Yamil, how can I get there? How can I, you know, get to where you got to, where I can completely be transparent and vulnerable and begin my own journey of transformation? What advice would you give him?
That's a hard question. If you feel lost, take it easy. You can't be found if you are not lost. And that's something that really happened to me. Everyone, it's in a different journey. For some people, being related to God, it's so natural. It's instantaneously. It's pretty much like magic. But for some of us, God has different plans. And it doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want and say that this is the desert that God is allowing me to live. No, it's about being smart. But it's about understanding that life can be hard. And that if you feel really lost, you are in the perfect place for God to find you. You just need to listen. There's nothing in this life that is going to prevent you to go into the worst desert that you are going to face, because God prepared that for you. But what you always need to remember is that there's always a God there for when that time comes, you are ready to face the challenge in a smart way. So it's good to feel lost, but be able and prepare in your heart and your mind to be fine, because when that happens, geez, everything blows up, you know. It's incredible. Just be humble.
This is good stuff. Oh my Lord, Renee, Yamil, your wisdom, just how much you've grown. First, I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for being your authentic self, for living what you preach. And thank you. We're going to have you back because I wanted to talk about the e-community center in Mexico. By the way, if you're Mexican and you're watching this and you're saying, I want to join these programs, connect with Yamil. There's a e-community center in Mexico. Yamil runs that. He's got a tremendous plan. What I love about what he's doing, he's starting slowly, step by step. Join him, work with him to build a thriving e-community center in Mexico. Ronaldo, thank you so much for watching. We really appreciate you guys. We do love you, Yamil. Thank you so much. Look forward to having you back, my friend. Listen, sign up today for the October 27th eCommunity Global Forum so that you can hear Renee and other panelists to help you enhance your digital marketing and enhance your business. With that said, let me pray for you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord enable you to steward those talents like Yamil did that are under your care. You know, he's made you steward of something. May you steward them in such a way that one day, you will hear those wonderful words. Well done. Good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Guess what? He'll not make you rule over much. God bless you. Thanks for watching and listening. Yamil, thank you again. God bless you all.
Bless you. Bye.